Welcome to Boxcar English, where there's always room for you. My name is Carl. It's good to see you again. Get on this train. Let's ride. I've got another story for you. The other day, I had to use my computer. I had to pay my water bill. The water bill came in the mail, and it looked different than usual. It said they weren't accepting checks anymore, and that bills had to get paid on their website. Okay, I thought. I guess I don't have a choice. I had not used my computer in a while. I hadn't used it in a long time. It had been so long, in fact, that I couldn't remember where it was. I had no idea where it was. "Where is my computer?" I said. "Where is that thing?" I looked over at Shelby, who was rolling on her back and biting at the air. "Do you know where the computer is, Shelby?" She barked, but I think she just wanted to go out on a walk. "Is it 6 o'clock already?" I said. I looked at the clock. It was 6:23. No wonder Shelby was rolling around and biting at the air. There's always a pile of magazines and books on my kitchen table. Well, I found the computer at the bottom of that pile. "Aha!" I said. I opened up the computer and sat down at the kitchen table. A light came out from its screen. I suddenly felt as though I was not alone. But not in a good way. I felt like I was being watched by someone who was not my friend. I went to the water company's website. There were two rectangles on the screen. The top one had some light gray letters that said username. The other one said password. I did not know my username. I did not know my password. I felt very helpless. Shelby barked. She was getting impatient. There is a program on my computer that saves usernames and passwords. I checked it, but could not find the username or password for the water company's website. I wished I could just drive to the water company and give them my money, but of course, that was not an option. I wondered if I had written down my username and password in a notebook somewhere. There's one notebook I might have written it in, I thought. It's one I keep in a drawer in the kitchen. A lot of people have one drawer in the kitchen where they keep things that don't belong anywhere else. This drawer is called a junk drawer. I have a junk drawer. I keep a notebook in it, as well as a pair of scissors, some rubber bands, some keys, and many other things. I opened the junk drawer and looked around. I pricked one of my fingers on a needle. "Ow!" I said. I could feel tears in my eyes. There was blood coming out of my finger. I tried not to cry. I don't know why I didn't want to cry when nobody was around except Shelby. I found the pad of paper in the junk drawer. I looked through it, but there were no passwords in there. I wanted to cry again, but I decided not to cry. I decided to hold it in. But why am I holding it in? I thought, what's the purpose? What's the reason? And then I burst into tears. I didn't know my username. I didn't know my password. I was just crying. Shelby rolled around on her back and bit at the air. I started to laugh. What is this? I thought. What is all this? That's all for now, friends. It was nice to share this moment with you. Have you ever felt anything like this before? That's a normal thing to feel, I think. Let me know your thoughts. Send me an email at carl@boxcarenglish.com. And I can't wait to see you again on the next Boxcar English, where there's always room for you.